on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Hi, Mr. DeMore. How are you?
Hi, Wendy. How are you? You don't know how happy I am to talk to you.
Oh, I loved growing up at your house. I've known you since I've been about 11 years old.
Well, I think it's been even, I don't know how long it's been, but it's been a long time, and I've enjoyed every moment of it.
All right, now you watch every single Bears game, don't you?
Every single Bear game. Well, I'm kind of, you know, at 92, I can't run the mile anymore, or the longer one, but I still have my brain, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you played with the Chicago Bears. You were, what was your position?
I backed up three guys, the center and two guard positions. I was the number one substitute. And I was the number one substitute for the three linebackers who were the best in the world.
All right. How about that, you guys?
Yeah.
Offensive lineman, number 50. How many jerseys?
Yes.
How many Bears jerseys are hanging in your house right now, Mr. DeMore?
Well, let me tell you. I used to, at the end of the season, my last season, everybody took what they wanted as a you know, something to remember by.
And, yeah, a souvenir.
I took quite a bit of stuff, but I gave it all away. The only thing I got as a something, I got my jersey, and I had to buy that.
How much did it cost you?
I think it was $58. I'm not sure.
That's a steal. You played with the Bears from 1957 to 1959, and an injury took you out.
That is correct. Absolutely.
All right. So, what was it like playing against the Packers?
Well, the Packers were our number one opponent even back then. It was something that we owed them, but we didn't do too. We did very well with them. I did. My team did very well with them. We were, I can't remember if we were 2-1 or 1-2 or something like that. I don't know. My memory's not good anymore.
Well, that's a lot to remember. Who
yes.
was the coach when you played?
We had three, I had George Halas my third year, my last year. I had 2 years with Luke Johnsos and the running back that they used to have. But they were nice friends of George Halas, so you know he was dedicated to his old friends, and they all worked for him, a lot of them, and they were the coaches. And he came back for the third year. We finished second to Baltimore in all 3 years.
Hey, Mr. DeMore, it's Kevin Powell. Great to talk with you. What, any good stories about Papa Bear George Halas from your time with the Bears?
Have I got stories?
Sure.
Well, I've got stories,
we'll
not about George, but I loved him. I can tell you one story about his wife, which I thought was very nice.
Is this for the air, Mr. DeMore?
Pardon me?
Is this something we can say on the air?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I can't tell you some of the stories on the air, but they're more with the athletes than the coach.
So go ahead. You want to tell that story about George Halas' wife?
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I was they had a program that the two assistant coaches, or two of the assistant coaches, had a radio program on Monday every night after a Sunday game. And they used to ask one Bear to come and be with them. And I was in the shower when Luke Johnsos came up and said, hey, George, who are we going to have on our radio program? He looked around. I was in the shower when he told me. He said, hey, Moore, you want to be on the radio? I said, yes, hell yes. And I got on the air.
Full circle. Now you're back on the radio.
They asked me a question which I thought I gave the right answer to. He said, how do you get high for a game? I said, listen, the NFL is the highest you can go in football. There is no better football than the NFL anywhere in the world. And I told him, if you can't get up for that, you don't belong there.
There we go.
Amen to that.
I told him, and I got a kick out of it. It came to me, and it was true.
Mr. DeMore, how are you feeling about tomorrow night? Feeling a victory?
Well, I feel very – I feel the same way that I feel every game they play in. They got to win this one. This one is the most important game maybe they've played in 15 years. And I hope they – the quarterback is getting better every game, I think.
Yeah.
He's getting better, and I think he's going to shine this time. And right. I guess Love, their quarterback, has not been around for two or three games or whatever that happened to him. But he's going to play in this one.
What do you think of Ben Johnson? You think he's a good coach? I love him.
I think he's a great coach, and he's a great man, too. He's really what you want in a head coach. And they got him. I'm proud of him for coming there.
Well, I saw your write-up in the Chicago Sun-Times, and I just wanted to have you on the radio and congratulate you. It's been an honor and a privilege to know you, Mr. DeMore.
Well, it was an honor and a privilege to know you, Wendy, and it's a honor and a privilege to talk to you on the radio.
Well, what do you think the prediction's going to be? You have any guesses on a score for tomorrow night's game?
It'll be a field goal, I think. I think if it's a rout, the Bears might be in trouble. But if it's not a rout, I'm going to pick the Bears. Like a small amount, three points, 6 points, one score game.
I like the way that sounds.
You want a Bears win?
Well, it sounds good. I hope I'm right.
So do we. Well, go Bears, and continued success to you, Mr. DeMore. You are the greatest.
Well, thank you very, very much. I'm a tickle pink to talk to you.
Excellent.
And my daughter came here to talk to you a little bit, too. And I'm proud of her. She's the best. I've got the best family in the whole world.
You do have a wonderful family.
Yes, I have. And I tell you what, it extends. I've told this to everybody. My family, my mother was the best. My father was the best. My kids are the best. And most of all, my friends are the best. I got the best friends in the world. But they're all dead. I don't have one close friend that's older than me.
You still got it, Mr. DeMore.
I got a guy named Mike Mullins. He's the guy he's my only friend I think he's a month and a half younger than me or something like that, but not much.
Well, I'm praying for a Bears win just for you, John DeMore. Good old
Thank
number 50.
Thank you very much. I'll be stuck right. I'm 4 feet away from my 65-inch television, and my eyes are bad, my ears are bad, but other than that, I'm still alive. I think my brain is still pretty good.
It is.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
It wasn't too good when I was young.
It's better now. Thank you so much for joining us, and give my love to your wonderful family.
Thank you, I will, and it's been very nice talking to you.
You as well.